This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow manages to end up in first class for the price of coach? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are worth the annual fee and which just make your wallet heavier, and when it makes sense to book flights with cash versus points. Upgrade trips, not bills, with NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're heading north to the eastern townships of Quebec, a region just 10 minutes from the Vermont border that's bursting with farms, forests, vineyards, and flavor. This is a place where agriculture meets adventure and where every meal comes with a story. I got an email from Titouan Boussier, a local tourism rep, inviting us to explore his region from Broome, Missisquoi to the Megantic. 9 territories, 4 ski areas, 4 national parks, 30 vineyards, and a whopping 180 agritourism businesses. If you love meeting farmers and tasting the land, this is your place. We decided to visit in August when the weather is perfect and the harvest is in full swing. Our first stop was Bromont, a lovely town with shops, art galleries, and views of Mont Sutton around every corner. We stayed in Dunham at Guy La Maison Bleue, a cozy bed and breakfast that felt like home. Egyptian cotton sheets, a fridge stocked with wine and beer, and a Keurig ready to go. The owners, Martine and Eric, along with their friendly basset hound Lily, made us feel like family. Breakfast was a masterpiece, the most beautiful plate I'd seen in months. The next morning, we visited Domaine Heritage Cidery in Frederiksberg. Tom Rand, a California transplant, runs this carbon-neutral cider farm with his Quebec wife and young son. He makes sparkling, sugar-free ciders from the century-old apple trees there and loves to talk about climate change, cider making, and everything in between. The views of the Vermont mountains from his farm are stunning. Next up, fitness. We stopped at the Centre de Cycling in Bromont for a spin on the mountain bike trails, but the real surprise was inside. Pickleball courts, set up in a massive wooden gym, surrounded by the Sylvan Adams Velodrome. I found some worthy opponents and got in a few games, just like I do back home in South Deerfield. Bromont reminded me of Manchester, Vermont, or Jackson Hole, Wyoming. A long main street full of eclectic shops and food stores, including one with a huge selection of Korean and Japanese noodles. We stopped at Cafe and Latte for a creamy afternoon pick-me-up. The next day was all about food and farming. First stop, Ferme Cidricole Equinox, run by Audrey Ann Lucier and Marc-Antoine Arsenault-Chasson. This is Quebec's first cider farm, inspired by a trip to Normandy. They grow their own fruit, ferment it with wild flora, and use no artificial ingredients. Audrey Ann took us on a tour that started with a flock of golden ducks splashing in a pond. They'll be on the menu in a year from now. We saw a lone cow in the field and heard about the drought that's affecting their water supply. They serve poutine, bruschetta, charcuterie, and apple fritters, all made from their own ingredients and their farm. Then we visited the restaurant Espace Old Mill, where Jean-Martin Fortier creates a farm-to-fork experience that starts right in his garden. You're greeted with a glass of wine and then a tour of the vegetables that will end up on your plate. We saw tiny piquant peppers from Jamaica, heirloom tomatoes, and aromatic herbs like shisho, sweet woodruff, and marigold. Just down the road is Vignoble d'Orpellier, a winery named after a gold digger. Their restaurant, Tire d'Orpellerie, served us a lunch of delicate cod and a dreamy onion tart, paired with their Quebec-grown wines. Tours are available to see the whole winemaking process here, among many vineyards in the eastern townships. Mont Sutton looms large in this region. It offers 44 kilometers of mountain bike trails, a giant zip line over 1 kilometer long, and another with twists and turns. You can play disc golf, take a chairlift to admire the scenery, or hike through the forest. We played disc golf with Julian Quenneville, a ranked pro who takes the sport very seriously. Mont Sutton's 18-hole course runs along the slopes, making it easy to walk between the holes. Disc golf is growing fast in Quebec. There's 83 courses across the province. Julian told us one of the world's top courses is right in nearby Greenfield. It's called Westy Acres. So if you're looking for a place where you can sip cider, play pickleball, tour farms, and eat food that comes straight from the garden, the Eastern Townships of Quebec are calling. It's a region that's rich in flavor, full of character, and just a short drive from the U.S. border. Find out more on GoNomad.com.
If you love thoughtful travel content, you've got to listen to Curious Tourism, a deep dive into the complexities of travel, exploring everything from sustainability to cultural impact. It's one of the smartest travel podcasts out there. You can find it at voyescape.com.